Now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Many distinguished figures have been laid to rest in Lviv's Jewish cemetery. Among them are Itzhak and Rosa Nachmanovich, the founders of the Golden Rose Synagogue in Lviv. The first mention of the old Jewish cemetery in municipal records date back to May 27, 1414. The cemetery was established on lands that were bestowed upon the city by royal privilege from King Vladislav Jagello. For the next several centuries, the cemetery was shared by several Jewish communities, those of their own districts, founded in the medieval Ruthenian principality, and by Lviv's Jewish community, which organized during the construction of the new city center by Polish King Casimir III. On August 22, 1855, the cemetery was officially closed. According to archival data, many Jews found their final resting place there and years after a cholera epidemic. Once closed, the cemetery began to fall in decline. However, for a brief time in the 20th century, the Jewish cemetery regained its status of a landmark. In the 1920s, the Lviv rabbi Dr. Levi Frond, together with architect Yosef Avin, established a curatorship for the protection of Jewish memorials within the Jewish community. In 1928 and 1931, the curatorship organized renovation works on the old Jewish cemetery. After cleaning and restoration, 532 tombstones and concrete foundations were put in place in the cemetery. The revitalization project was short-lived. During the Holocaust, the cemetery was destroyed again. What the Nazis left unfinished, the Soviets completed. In 1947, a food market, known as the Krakivsky Market, was established on this site. The tombstones of the old Jewish cemetery were used for construction of the market walls. As well, surrounding streets were paved with Jewish tombstones, as well the courtyard of the prison in former Lanskego Street. Today, there is little to identify what for countless generations had been a hallowed, sacred site for the local Jewish community. Quite simply, Lviv's old Jewish cemetery, one of the oldest of its kind in Europe, no longer exists. In its 5 centuries of history, 25,000 to 30,000 people were interred in this cemetery on a territory of around 3 hectares. It is our hope that the desecration of their final resting place will one day stop. Our organization is doing what it can to ensure that it does. We fervently hope that at last a notable monument will one day stand in honor of their memory and in acknowledgement of a century-old historical treasure that had been lost forever. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.